This is Forge Daily with Mackenzie Barwell on the Forge Audio Network.
Welcome to this episode of Forge Daily. Today is May 17th. I am your host, Mackenzie Barwell. It is match day minus one. Tomorrow, your Forge FC take on Vancouver right here at Tim Hortons Field, 4 p.m. for that staycation match day. With that in mind, today's episode will primarily revolve around that. I'll get into the previous matchups between these two teams, how Vancouver FC may be looking a little bit different this year, and of course, give you some insight into a few post-practice conversations. Today, I had the chance to speak to Alex Ashinyoda-Johnson, Chris Colongo, and Noah Jensen after practice. So before we get into that, let's start with what the matchups between Forge and Vancouver looked like in 2023. As some of you might remember, Vancouver FC was new to the CPL as of last year, so they went through a bit of an adjustment period, especially toward the beginning of the regular season. Forge FC and Vancouver matched up a total of four times last year, Forge coming away with two wins, one loss, and one draw. So by no means was it an overwhelming domination one way or the other, Forge having collected five goals for and two goals against. And even though Vancouver not necessarily at the top of the table for most of the 2023 season, they definitely held their own against Forge. In fact, they beat them 2-0 in June of last year. But we know that these two teams are definitely not the same a year later, and I'm sure you're familiar with the 2024 edition of Forge FC. So let's talk about Vancouver for a second. I mentioned this a little earlier this week, but Vancouver FC sitting just below Forge at fourth in the CPL standings. They recently tied Atletico Ottawa and lost to Cavalry in the preliminary round of the Canadian Championship. Just 1-0, though. So both quality teams and difficult to record those results against them. Now, speaking of Cavalry, former left winger has actually made the transfer to Vancouver this season. Number 7, Ben Fisk, will likely be coming into tomorrow with some confidence, given he's not only coming off a regular season CPL title, but now he wears the jersey of his hometown team. 17-year-old TJ Tahid will also be somebody to keep an eye out for. He played alongside KJ Tavernier with the U20 men's national team for that CONCACAF Champions Cup qualifier. Shortly later, he was called up to the U17 men's national team for the 2023 FIFA World Cup. So a younger player, but not one to be underestimated, especially because he's got more international experience under his belt since the last time he faced off against Forge FC. Lastly, someone that Milty and I spoke about briefly in our last episode, Callum Irving. He's a goalkeeper for Vancouver FC, and he also wears the armband. So far, he's collected one clean sheet and 14 saves. To put that into perspective, Colongo currently has 10, so he's not far off, and mind you, he has one less game played. So Forge, of course, confident in their last man standing, but so are Vancouver FC. Okay, on that theme, let's skip to my conversation now with goalkeeper Chris Colongo. I wanted to get his opinion on that motivating competition Jess talked about and how the team's strong defensive play as of late has impacted Forge's confidence as a whole, especially going into a game against a strong opponent like Vancouver.
Yeah, I know. It definitely brings it's a different look from what it was before. Obviously, Tristan was the number one, so training for me wasn't really... It was competing, but almost in a sense that I feel like now it's a lot more competitive in nature and definitely closer because we're younger guys too, and so we're constantly pushing each other. And obviously, we're two guys that have not played a lot of games, so we both understand being the backup role, so I think we've just been really good to each other and come to like an understanding that that we're here to push each other. We don't make decisions, so at the end of the day, we're really close and we talk a lot. Obviously, the amount of goals we conceded has shown that, and obviously the back line has switched up a little bit, but it's all guys that have mainly been here and been like training and doing all these things, so it's just guys getting promoted now and everyone's showing that they're ready. So it's been fantastic from the guys, and it's made me and Jass's job pretty easy. So just here's to keeping it going.
From what I've gathered, the relationship between the Forge defense and now their two starting goalkeepers is a mutually beneficial one. I talked to Alex and asked him how having confidence in both Jass and Chris has reaffirmed the composure and stability of this backline. And just overall, from his perspective, what he finds is clicking right now.
It's obviously gives us confidence, and like they've also been great playing out of the back this year. I feel like I'm never worried when I pass the ball back. I know that Chris and Jazz can handle themselves, and usually we solve every situation, not by taking any unnecessary risks, but I have full confidence in their abilities, and that goes as well for them making saves and coming out. Now, mainly Chris has played the most, and he's come out great on crosses, but Jazz also made some great saves last game. Maybe he didn't get as busy because, well, Pacific didn't do that much in the game, but I think they both started great, and that's it's nice just having that security behind you. I think we're very versatile. So we have Danny, as we saw last game, almost stepped into midfield and play, and he's a great addition to our squad with the way he plays. And I think we're all just on the same page of what we need to be doing, and are kind of executing what we're doing as well at the same time. It feels more coherent, everything we're doing, and less individual. And I think that's a big part of why we've started well. So we just got to keep that going.
Moving up just one position now to the center midfield, a spot Alex Ashinyo-Dionson is not unfamiliar with. Noah Jensen has had a few opportunities for himself as of late. He's been striking from outside the 18-yard box without any hesitation, one of which has gone in, I might add. He shared how he's feeling after suffering an injury earlier on this season, and why exactly he's so excited to be back and a part of this 2024 group.
I think injuries are always an unfortunate part of the game. Like, it's something that you never really expect. They just happen out of nowhere, and it kind of derails, the rhythm that you were building. So for me to get injured 3 days before the home opener really sucked. Home opener was something I was looking forward to playing in. You know, last year I scored in it against Calvary, so I was really hoping to be a part of that, which sucked, but also kind of allows you to refocus, get back on track, and get your body healthier than it was before, which I think is also important. Yeah, I think that kind of made it sweeter to score, coming on and scoring, just because like I had been out and then I was back. I'd only played like 20 minutes and then I got the opportunity to score. But for me, coming on as a sub is always a difficult thing. I mean, obviously, anyone on our team is going to be disappointed that they're not starting, but you know, there's always a chance for you to impact the game, whether you're starting, playing 20, 30 minutes, whatever it is. And so for me, getting an opportunity to play in any of these games, if I have a chance, I'm going to take it. Because I'm watching these games, I see that we're not really, maybe we don't have the confidence to take on some chances or shots like that. And so it's an opportunity for me to step into the game and do that, because I've been watching from the bench and I can see those things. So
I think it's easy when you have a lot of returning players to, if you have one or two new guys, it's easy to assimilate them into the standards and expectations that you have as a team. I think there has been a big change from last year to this year, just how cohesive the group is. I think guys, we got along last year, but we weren't really ever on the same page. And I think, you know, sometimes you saw that in the way our results kind of were like a roller coaster last year. But obviously we're off to a great start, and I think that's down to the team building we did in Querétaro, Mexico, playing against Chivas. We've already been through a lot of difficult moments, I guess, already, and that's helped us come together even more as a group.
Okay, that will conclude today's episode. There seems to be a general confidence amongst this group right now, so it'll be interesting to see how they come out tomorrow. Thank you all so much for listening. I hope to see you guys here at what promises to be an entertaining game. And enjoy your long weekend.
This has been Forge Daily with Mackenzie Barwell. If you like what you heard, please like, follow, subscribe, comment, and share.
One of the first questions that I asked you in an interview last year was regarding your haircut. Are you going to go back? Because I remember you saying you felt more aerodynamic. What's the plan there?
No, my fiance is kind of nagging me a bit to cut it down a little. Not cut it off, but it needs a little trim. Just to, like, it's a little too long and wild right now, but I'm just too lazy to go get it done, to be honest.
Yeah. Brittany's going to grab some scissors and just, like, in your sleep.
Yeah, probably.